You conned the wrong people this time, Charlie boy.
Wait, wait, please.
He was going to kill you.
What do you say, Bedford? Are you coming with me to the stars?
I'm coming with you.
I'll fetch the ladder.
No time. Quickly. Give me a hand.
We have only seconds. The shields are opening. We can't stop them now. That's it. Yes.
I won't forget you for this. Come on.
Hey, hurry. Hurry. But for God's sake, Bedford, hold on to something.
We present Donald Sinden as Professor Cabot and James Bolam as Bedford in First Men in the Moon by H.G. Wells. Dramatized for radio by Joe Dunlop.
My God, we've done it! We're in space! We're in space, my boy!
Episode 2, Lost on the Moon.
It's wonderful. Completely breathtaking.
Head over heels. Look.
Push against spiders. Yeah. And you, Manson, keep that pumping steady.
Oh, no, sir.
Is the professor still out there, Mr. Bedford?
Oh, careful,
yes,
Bedford.
Yes, old fool. Anything could happen.
Coffee?
No, thanks.
Oh, it's real coffee, not the professor's parsnip stuff.
I said no.
I'm coming in. Experiencing a sudden dizziness.
I'm not surprised.
Could be hyperventilation. Ringing in my ears.
Get back inside. Sleepy. I feel so sleepy.
Cavour, what's the matter?
I can't get back into the airlock. Suit too big. Cold and sleepy.
Look at his suit. It's blown up like a balloon. Must be too much oxygen. Manson, stop pumping.
Oil, sir.
I feel so sleepy.
Can be too much oxygen. The gauge reads normal.
Come on, don't go to sleep. You have to release some of the air.
I can't. Sleepy.
Come on, speak to me.
Must make one more effort to release the outlet valve. It's frozen, solid. I'm in.
Calm down.
Get him on his bunk. Careful, Manson. Take it easy, Professor. Manson, the medicine chest. Fetch some breath. Get his suit off.
How are you feeling, Professor?
No alcohol. No, bad for the breathing process.
Look at the state of you.
Nearly asphyxiated by my own exhalations. Must modify the suit.
You could have died out there, you old fool.
He's fallen asleep.
Back on the bridge and tell Manson to forget the brandy.
Had you worried him, Mr. Bedford?
Oh, what am I doing here?
The moon. It's getting so big.
Bigger than the Earth now.
We should be there by tomorrow.
Wonder what we'll find, eh? Gold, maybe. Just lying everywhere.
Keep your voice down.
We have first pick of whatever's there.
I'll have a coffee, Mr. Gibbs.
Another beer, Mr. Bedford.
Just a coffee and be quick about it.
Yes, sir.
How is the professor?
Sleeping still.
Look real poorly.
He'll live. Now, what's all this about gold on the moon?
Oh, just talk.
Everybody wants to get rich.
Now, let's be clear about this. Any gold or other valuable minerals found on the moon belong to Cavour and Bedford Incorporated.
What?
Shh. Never thought otherwise, Mr. Bedford.
Good. If we do well, perhaps we'll give a bonus to the crew, but there will be no free-for-all. Understood?
Wake up, Bedford. I thought you'd like to know. I've shut the Cavorite blinds.
What?
We're being drawn down by the gravitational pull of the moon. Wonderful!
What?
If my calculations have been the smallest degree out, we would have shot past the moon and into the nether reaches of infinite space.
Oh, wonderful.
What a view!
Drawn down? You mean we're crashing onto the moon's surface?
Of course not! I've worked it all out.
Oh, yes, like your spacewalk.
Get up and have some breakfast. By the way, my boy, we haven't come to exploit anyone.
What?
Anything we find will be equally shared.
We'll see about that.
Wonderful view, eh, Bedford?
If you like craters and lifeless deserts.
This is a dream come true, flying over the surface of the moon. Don't you want your brekker?
I'm not hungry.
Gibbs's oatmeal porridge is a little lumpy, but delicious all the same. You should try some.
No.
How about some vegetable kidgeri?
I told you I am not hungry.
Oh, you are in a sulk, aren't you? I know you didn't want to come with me, but now we're here, aren't you in the tedious bit curious?
You're curious enough for everybody.
Hottest part of the day down there, but we shall be landing on the dark side. Who knows what we shall find?
The same, only darker, would be my guess.
Professor!
Yeah, very tasty porridge, Gibbs.
Oh, look, Sparkus says some high mountains. We're heading straight for them.
No problem. Finish your breakfast, Clifford.
I'm not hungry. Oh! Are we crashing?
Of course not.
Oh, hold on, sir. Hold on.
And we'll open the shields.
Good men, Sparkus. Leave a 4 to 3 quarters.
Four to 3 quarters.
Why are we bouncing around like this, Professor?
What's happening?
Air, calm down. It's simply air current turbulence.
What?
This is wonderful. Leave a 6 to 1/2.
6 to 1/2, aye, aye, sir.
This means the moon has an atmosphere, gentlemen. Air. We might be able to breathe it.
She's lifting, sir.
That'll be 25,000. Up and over the mountain we go!
That was close.
Nonsense! A lever 4 back to 1/2. This is high enough. Look, Bedford. The dark side is coming up!
Feet, Professor, and drop in
forward motion.
40, 38, 36.
We'll be landing soon. 34. Everyone find a safe place to sit and hold on tight.
Why didn't I just let Spike kill me?
Steady. Don't let you, Sparkus.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Dropping nicely. Brace yourselves, everyone. Forward propulsion.
22. 20.
Good. Height.
35. 30.
70. 60. Rather too fast.
40.
20. 20 feet. 10 feet.
Is everyone all right?
Just about.
Manson?
I think I've wet myself.
What's that noise?
I don't know. We're rolling over!
Hold on! Hold on! Hold on! We'll be right back, sir.
We've done it!
Welcome to the moon, everyone! Oh, you won't, Bedford. Not until the sun rises on this half of the moon.
Lucky nobody was killed.
Oh, quite an experience.
That's what it was it?
I've made some coffee, Professor.
Ah, parsnip coffee, I hope. Oh, yeah, wonderful, Mr. Gibbs says. Galley's shipshape?
A few breakages. Nothing desperate.
Good. And I'll make sure everyone stays in the saloon and keeps the curtains closed. Sun will be up soon.
Very good, Professor. Oh, enjoy your coffee.
I think we landed on snow.
Quite possibly. Coffee?
No, thank you. It sounded like snow. Anyway, if it had been rock, the sphere would have split open on the first impact.
Oh, nonsense. Oh, yeah. Oh, delicious. It's possible it was snow. Minus 100 degrees out there, at least. We shall see once the sun rises.
So what's the idea, eh? We come all this way, and we're told to stay in here like a load of sheep.
Well, I aren't staying in here while them two go out on their own and take all the gold and diamonds for themselves.
Shut up, Manson.
I came on this trip to get rich, to see the moon, not sit in here with the curtains closed.
Keep your voice down.
Why should I?
Will you shut up, or do I have to choke the life out of you?
Stop it, Spargus! Lightning, Spargus!
I can't stand being cooped up here any more than you. But we have to see if we can breathe out there fast.
You're a nutter, you are, Spark. A flaming nutter.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the crew cabin to lie on my bunk.
Here, I'll put them on tightly, Bedford.
You think the sun will be that bright? It's as dark as pitch out there still.
With next to no atmosphere to filter out its strength, the sun will be a fearful thing.
How smoked is this glass? I can't see a thing.
Keep them on. The sky's turning pink over there. Sunrise is starting.
It's like a furnace door. So bright.
And the Lord God said, let there be light. And there was light. Man's first sunrise on the moon.
Even through these, it's impossible to look for long. Oh, that's my eyes.
Magnificent. I've never seen light so powerful.
I've got to look away.
Yeah, I'll close the curtains. Yeah, wait before you take off the protective goggles.
I wonder how deep the snow is.
We'll know soon. My plan is... What on earth?
Downstairs! Yes. Something's happening!
My guess! What's happening?
It's Manson! Quickly!
Who's there? I can't see!
Oh, my God. Close the blind, Bedford. Everybody keep their eyes averted.
Professor! Is that you? I looked out, and now I can't see!
Take it easy, Manson.
The light has burnt out his eyes.
He looked at that light with naked eyes.
I told you all to stay in the saloon with the curtains drawn. Now calm down, Manson. You'll be all right.
I hope what he saw was worth it.
Help me on with the helmet, Bedford.
Right. Why the oxygen suit if there's air out there?
Well, we have to ascertain exactly what sort of air it is, Bedford. Could be poisonous. Once outside, I shall take off the helmet and test it.
And if it is poisonous, what? You drop down dead?
Let us cross one at a time, you know, for boy. Unless you're volunteering to take my place.
No, thanks. But why not send out one of the crew?
No, I want to do it. Right. Seal the helmet.
Start pumping, Mr. Gibbs.
Wish me luck. You realize, my boy, you're a witness to a man taking his first small steps onto another planet. A small step for a man.
No speeches, please. Huh? Oh. Close the airlock, Spargus.
Aye, aye, sir.
All right without comfort.
Harder work than it looked when young Manson was doing it.
How's it looking out there, Professor?
Breathtakingly beautiful. Ah, the snow is melting fast. I can see soil in places and little grey pod things lying on it. Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
One of them has just exploded open like a firecracker, shooting seeds everywhere. I'm walking on the moon.
Test the air.
In a moment.
Look at him hopping around like a toy.
I wish Manson could see this.
How is he?
Oh, he's sleeping. That laudanum the professor gave him knocked him out.
Ah, best thing.
How's the air pressure, Spargus?
I'm watching it. It's normal. I'll say when it isn't.
Yeah, Bedford!
Yes, Professor?
How astonishing! Plants are sprouting up from some of those seeds. I feel so light. It's true, as I thought, you know. Moon's gravity is 1/6 of Earth's. You know, different plants here. This one looks rather prickly. I shall name it Cactus Bedfordus.
Can you see me?
Yes, be careful.
I've just leapt 20 feet. Everything is growing so fast.
Don't move too far from the sphere. Your airline won't stretch.
I've just got to see what's behind here. I am falling.
Are you all right?
Perfectly. I just fell about 12 feet. Didn't feel a thing. Oh, wait. Something's snagged my airline. It's caught on this... I'll give it a yank. A Bedfordus has pierced my glove. Now we'll find out if the air is breathable.
What do you want to do?
You sure his airline is gone?
The pressure is zero. We are pumping air to the moon. He's either dead or breathing the air out there.
Can I stop pumping?
Yes, of course. Damn. Well, Spargus, looks like this is your chance to use the other suit. The old fool, I told him to be careful.
Look at that.
What?
Over there.
Cavour. What's he doing?
He's doing somersaults in the air.
He's signaling something.
He wants us to open the door.
It's simply wonderful, Bedford. Quite extraordinary. Your rucksack.
Looks like you were having fun.
The air is thinner than on Earth, but perfectly breathable. And although the terrain is tricky, the lighter gravity should enable us to explore quite a reasonable area each day.
And what's this in here?
Small digging appliances. I want to pick up soil and rock. Now, put this water bottle in your bag, Bedford. Sparkus, have you got the compass?
Professor?
You're sure you don't mind missing this first expedition, Gibbs?
No, sir.
Why isn't Gibbs coming with us?
Well, I wouldn't like there to be nobody here when young Manson wakes up.
Well, sit. Now, Bedford, there's a preliminary reconnoitre.
Now, if you find any gold lying on the surface, you bring some back for the lad and me, won't you, Spark?
You can count on me, Gibbsy.
Right then, come along. Now let's get underway. We only have a limited time before the sun gets too hot.
Be careful as you jump down, Bedford. The lighter gravity takes a bit of getting used to.
Stand back! Here I come! Oh! I'm floating!
Oh, you're right, Cavour. It feels peculiar. Oh, this is fun!
Oh. Yeah, be careful, Bedford. Not take smaller steps.
Watch out for Manson, Gibbs. I've known men go mad for less than has happened to him.
But now you, Spargus.
I'm coming.
Well done, yet it. Now, is Gibbs all right, Spargus?
He's finding it difficult to breathe this thin air, I think.
Mr. Gibbs!
Yes, Professor!
Leave the airlock door open. Let the sphere fill with moon air. You and Manson should acclimatize yourselves.
Very good, Professor!
The first men on the moon! A whole new world to explore!
Take it easy, Manson.
Gibbsy, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
I can't see you, Gibbsy.
Give us your hand, lad. There. Do you want a drink?
Where am I?
On your bunk in the sphere. The professor and the rest of them have gone off exploring.
Yeah.
I wonder what they'll find, eh? I bet they're seeing some sights.
The only thing I saw was that blazing sun and it's bloody blinded me.
Stop a moment, Bedford. I need that trowel. I want to collect some rock samples.
I wouldn't mind resting a moment.
You tired already, Bedford? I'm going on up here.
Don't wander too far off on your own, Mrs. Sparkus. We should all stay together.
I won't.
Snow has gone already. So green everywhere. Not like I thought the moon would be.
Wait till the sun gets to its height.
Anything looks like precious stones in with that lot?
Can't you stop thinking of money even here, Bedford? Shall we move on?
Sparkus is coming back.
Can you hear a noise?
What noise?
Quiet. Coming from under the ground.
Yes.
Very peculiar.
I take it easy, lad. You're spinning it down yourself.
Oh, I've had enough. Take the bottle, Gibbs.
Here. Let's go up to the saloon, right? You'll be more comfortable there.
Go. I feel light. That beer's gone to my legs.
That's moon gravity. Be careful. We're all light as feathers up here.
Feels strange, Gibbsy.
You just hold on to my arm, lad.
Everything grows so fast up here.
I shall write a very popular book about this. My visit to the moon. Make a fortune.
Spargus, where are you going?
Call of nature. I'm just going off into the bush a bit.
Don't go too far. The vegetation is getting so dense we could lose each other.
Don't worry. I've got the compass.
I don't trust him.
What?
He's got a shifty look.
Nonsense.
I think we should keep an eye on him.
Spark!
Now what?
Now come on, sounds if he's in trouble.
I can't see a thing.
I'll be your eyes. For now. And I'll put the chair
under your bum. There you go. Oh,
is it daylight still?
Yes.
How far from Limpney are we, Gibbs?
Oh, God knows, Manson. Hundreds of thousands of miles.
I wish I'd never come.
Now, look. You remember the desert we flew over? All them craters and the mountains of sand? Well, now they're covered in lush green stuff, like a jungle out there. All covered in spiky green plants with big leaves and got to be 20 feet high.
Can you see the professor?
No, but they'll be back soon. Here, I'll go and get you something to eat.
Gibbsy?
Yes, son?
Don't be long. I'm frightened on my own.
Oh, you'll be all right, son.
What's that?
Must be them plants. Wish I could see them.
Spurgers! Where are you?
He can't have gone this far.
Spurgers!
We must find him. He sounded hurt.
Some of his damn vegetation is of a head height now. Oh, that's sharp, too.
Spurgers!
I warned him we should stay together. Stop. Look, Bedford, over there. A sheer drop into a crater. Must be at least 500 feet straight down. Here.
Spurgers! Spurgers!
Save your breath. If he fell down there, he's dead.
Can you see any sign of a body?
No.
We must have heard him falling. I mean, let's see if there's a way down.
Maybe he didn't fall. How do we know he came this way?
What?
Maybe he cut back to the direction of the sphere.
Well, why would he do that? Besides, we heard him cry out.
Anyone can fake a cry of alarm.
He could be hurt down there.
Look, if he's down there, he's dead. But I'm not convinced he is down there.
But he might be.
And he might also be back at the sphere with Gibbs and Manson.
Spurgers! Are you down there?
He was very keen to learn all about flying the sphere.
You're suggesting he might fly off and leave us? Oh, please, Bedford.
Wait. There's that sound again.
Sounds nearer.
I want to go back to the sphere. Now.
Very well.
Which direction?
This way.
Are you sure?
Check the compass reading. Oh, dear.
Spurgers has the compass. Now do you believe me? Kavar, stop.
Oh, what's the matter? Why are you stopping?
If this was the right direction, we'd be at the sphere by now. It wasn't this far.
Distances can be deceptive.
Rubbish! You're taking us the wrong way. Back this way, that hill, in the distance. That's where we made our first stop. Come on!
The noise has stopped.
Back this way! Keep up or I leave you here!
Bedford, now listen. We're going in the wrong direction.
Shut up! We tried your way and didn't find it.
The sun should be on our left.
Shut up! Why did I ever come here with you?
Well, you had no choice. That man wanted to kill you.
If we can't find the sphere, we're going to die. Don't you understand that? The sun's getting higher all the time, and the water's running out.
Racing around in circles isn't going to help, Bedford.
Oh, God!
Things aren't as bad as all that. I just have to think things out scientifically.
Your science is what got us into this. That first day I saw you humming and walking along the cliff path at Limpney. You know what I thought?
I can't imagine.
I thought, there is a madman. That's why I never approached you.
I see.
And I cursed the day I did.
Oh, dear, we are down in the dumps. Perhaps you're right. Perhaps you shouldn't have come. Your temperament is not suited to this type of expedition.
And that's the end of the water.
Some shade over there. Now, come on.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
If I thought we'd get lost, I would have bought a picnic.
Some mushrooms growing here. I'm going to have some.
Don't touch them. Could be poisonous.
I don't care. Oh, they're delicious.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Oh, these are so good. Oh, best mushrooms I've ever tasted. You should try some.
I have to eat something.
These are good. Delicious, eh?
Oh, yeah, very tasty. Yeah, perhaps I'll have some more.
Nice vegetable soup. They'll be hungry when they get back.
You all right up there, Manson?
Yes!
You want some soup when the others get back, Manson?
No, I'm not hungry.
Poor lad.
Ah! What is it, lad? Don't worry, I'm coming. What is it, Manson?
Something touched me. Wet and slimy. Can you see it?
No. No, there's nothing here.
Something's in here, Gibbs.
Going to fill the sphere with these mushrooms. Make a million Bedford's magical moon mushrooms.
Hallucinogenic fungus. You don't eat any more, Bedford.
Bedfordite. That's what I shall call them. Bedfordite. Bedfordite makes parties. Go with the swing. Come on. Let's dance. Come on. Who cares if your face is all wobbly? I want to dance.
Stop, Bedford. You're hallucinating.
No, don't hum. I shall die laughing.
What's that noise?
It's humming. You mad professor. I think I love you.
Bedford, run.
I don't want to run. I want to die. Run. Oh, God.
Bedford, the ground's giving way.
There's nothing here, Manson. I swear to you, lad. I searched all over the sphere and... Oh, my...
What is it, Gibbs?
On the ceiling. They're all over the ceiling. Green and...
That green's a lie!
Hey, Gibbs! It's on my face! My face!
In First Men in the Moon by H.G. Wells, you heard Donald Sinden as Professor Cavor and James Bolam as Bedford. The part of Manson was played by Gary Olson, Gibbs by Anthony Jackson, and Spargus by Chris Pavlow. The music was composed by Robert Rigby. First Men in the Moon was dramatized for radio by Joe Dunlop. It was produced by Michael Cameron and Stuart Richards and directed by Martin Jameson. First Men in the Moon is a Mr. Punch production.